Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, committee, for all of your patience and good work.
If you could just say your name for the record.
It's Peter Bearse. It's B-E-A-R-S-E. I'm the treasurer of Citizens for Criminal Justice Reform. Chris Dornan, who spoke before me, is the chairman of the group. So let me just highlight a few points, partly following on his testimony. First of all, it's important that SB 500 not be gutted or thrown out or repealed, but it be amended with due care, as many other people have already spoken to the need for selective amendments. Second of all, I want to go back, as a couple of prior people have, including you, Mr. Chairman, to the Community Corrections Conference, which took place here last week at the Holiday Inn. Very, very informative. And I'd like to highlight the two points that I took away from the expert testimony. One is a strong support for SB 500. And more specifically, support for the inclusion of the violent offenders. In other words, if you eviscerate SB 500 with SB 52, by taking out the violent offenders and simply relegating them as before to the discretion of the sole discretion of the parole board, then basically you're just leaving SB 500 to what's called the low-hanging fruit. And those are not the ones who are likely to commit crimes again to, I don't know whether the right word is recidivate, but anyway, you know what I mean. Those who are the real danger, the high-risk cases, are those that need the treatment called for by SB 500. And now we have the resources in place, as was also mentioned earlier, to actually implement the bill, which unfortunately weren't in place as early as they should have been. So we all learn from our mistakes. So it's very important that rather than taking out the violent and the sex offenders, that they be left in, because those are the ones that need the extra scrutiny, the supervision, the treatment, the community support that will enable them to reintegrate back into a community and not end up back in the jail. And there's a real cost of over $32,000 per inmate if they end up back in jail for as much as a year. It's an annual estimate, as you know, of the cost of keeping somebody in our prison system. As for the sex offenders, one quick remark. One thing that's troubled me for quite some time is that they're all classified as violent. Now, that's wrong. And we know too little about the composition of the sex offender population to even to make that sweeping tar of all of them with one single brush. There has been recently a risk assessment classification system developed under the leadership of the commissioner of the Department of Corrections. those need to be entered into the registry, those risk assessments, so that we can tell who's who in the sex offender registry. They're certainly far from being all violent and shouldn't be treated as such. Second of all, it's important here to distinguish the long run from the short run. I view SB 552 as just another example of the quick reaction to headline. An attempt to do what needs to be done, as others have already recommended, a more careful reconsideration of SB 500 with an eye to selective amendment. Particularly from the budgetary point of view, what's really at stake here is not just the additional days of incarceration at the rate of over $32,000 per year per prisoner, but the cost of building a new prison. And this is where other states have found, indeed, they're saving significant money that they can take off the books of their prison plans, the building of new prisons. And this is a very significant savings because we're talking about tens of millions of dollars to build a new prison. And after all, New Hampshire, as you know, has one of the highest rates of recidivism in the country.
Mr. Bearse, I'm sorry to interrupt. If you can just contain the remarks to SB 52, that would be great.
Yes, okay. But as I opened, I view SB 52 as a reaction to the headlines on SB 500, and I think an overreaction and not an appropriate reaction to solve some of the selective amendment problems that can be solved. And the question arose because it, well, I don't want to get too far off the topic. The rate of recidivism certainly was a key issue in SB 500, and it really has to be here too. If you look at not just the long, not just the short run, but the long run. And if you want to know why it's high, look at the way the prison system is run. You don't have adequate treatments, education, training, or any of those things that would help people to reintegrate into their communities and build a life other than the life of crime once they're released. And that again, is very important to remember. Otherwise, I suggest you might have a bill in the next session, which is a truth and labeling bill, to relabel the prison system, not the Department of Corrections, but the Department of Punishment. Thank you.